Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, once a week we are joined in studio by Caroline, who hosts another great local nonprofit or cause, and it's a gentleman we have known to love here at KX93.5, so please tell us who we have.
It is. Good morning, everybody. I have Laguna local Don Scortino, who owns my new favorite boutique, the Laguna Exchange. Although it's not new, I don't know where I've been. It's a year old, right?
About 10 months right now.
Oh, that's great. Welcome, Don, to Caroline's Cause Corner.
Thank you, Caroline.
So let's talk about Laguna Exchange and like what it's all about.
Yeah, we came into town about 5-6 years ago as a nonprofit, also as a Christian community. I'm a pastor, and I wanted to create a community in Laguna Beach that would be revealing just a whole lot of love. And serving, my definition for love is to serve, and to serve is to love. So one of the things I wanted to do is have a store as well as many other expressions of who we are that would reach our community in a way that they get to know us and then from there get to serve with us and partner with us to do some good in the city.
I love it. So I'm looking at your sticker and the motto is Be Love, which is what it's all about, right?
Yes.
What it's all about. Yeah. So tell the listeners when they come into this boutique, which is beautifully, the interior is gorgeous. It's real contemporary and hip and cool. Has a little of an upscale Buffalo Exchange vibe.
Exactly.
That's why we call it. For any of the San Francisco people. I guess they had them in L.A. too, huh?
Yeah, and my roots as well, Brooklyn.
And
Soho, New York. They're all over the country. And I investigated in the city before we opened up. With many young people, and I asked them, do you shop at Buffalo Exchange? And they said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember even Tyler telling me, Laguna's waiting for one. And so that really encouraged me. And then as a nonprofit, we had to raise the money. And as we did raise the money, that was a miracle. And we have our baby, Laguna Exchange. And it's fashioned like a Buffalo Exchange, only we're a nonprofit.
Right. Okay, so when I shop there, tell me how the model is for the store, like how it gets divvied up to the local charities.
We have two people that are paid, and beyond the expenses of this store, everything goes towards helping the poor in town. Thus far, our nonprofit, our DBA, Laguna Exchange, has have 10 homeless people off the streets working, and we just delivered our fifth car to a single mom with a 8-month-old little baby boy last week.
And how do you identify the individuals or groups that are benefiting from your, contributions?
In the beginning, I would really put myself in the community, just walking the streets, first couple of years, just meeting everybody, not just the people on the streets, but people all through the community, and just get known, and then people would get to know what I'm about. And then one thing led after another, then I've gotten this reputation, Pastor Don, in the city, and a lot of homeless come. We have a office space called the Living Room next to Shirley's Bagels that's about 500 square foot, and it really has become a living room downtown. Like today we'll have bagels and Bible, and many of the people in the community come, and we just allow people to come and have time with us and build relationship with us. And so that's been a real, real positive thing.
So the Laguna Exchange is actually on the corner of Anita, right, and PCH in the old Bead Shop location.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's they've got really very nicely curated selection of fashion and accessories and shoes. It's really, really cool. So Pastor Don, you are hold Sunday services every week?
Yeah, we're a Vineyard Church, Association of Vineyard Churches, international, they're all over the world. It's a contemporary kind of denomination and a Christian one. And yeah, we meet at the Women's Club at 10 o'clock, 9:30 every Sunday morning. We have breakfast with many of our homeless friends come and eat with us and participate if they'd like to.
That's excellent.
And I'd like to mention, Caroline, I mean, Don, I've always loved what you do, and I've been a supporter of you and you of me for a long time, and you host a show on our radio station called Stairway to Heaven on Sunday mornings, and you've opened one of the first youthful businesses that Laguna Beach has seen in a long time, And it's part of this movement that I'm trying to foster and I'm trying to promote with the city that we need more things that attract young people to town. I was in your store this weekend and these two girls from Sonoma were there shopping. And that's the kind of thing we want to create, this hub for Laguna to be a young source of creativity and entrepreneurship. And your store is doing that. So
thank you.
I commend you.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And let's talk about the musicians that play, because I think that's
every art walk
segue from what Tyler was saying. Go ahead and talk
every
about
art
that.
Walk we have kids from the city. Last art walk we had two sets of kids from the high school playing in the store, and it's so wonderful. They have no place to play,
right? So if you're a musician or have a band and you're, you know, under 21, there's nowhere to play. So Dawn's offering a venue for young musicians to get out and play, which is really great. Back in the day when my brother was in high school, somehow they got to play clubs. Yeah. They're a little bit tighter now.
Well, my hope is that I was telling Tyler the other day, is we get 3, 4, 5, 6 sets of people that really like doing this, that we'll rent the women's club and do a fundraiser night. We'll get a taco truck and we'll make it to be, they can be on a stage for a longer period of time playing. And so I'd like to do that quarterly until we get our own venue. As I get a bigger venue, I want to do Friday nights, make it like a place for the young people to play and make it to be like a coffee house kind of time in the city for them.
Oh, well, that sounds great. So let's just reiterate as we wrap up about Art Walk. You are open every Art Walk, which is the first Thursday
of the month.
Right, of the month. And you have the young musicians playing. And so people get out there and check out Laguna Exchange anytime. But if you want some really great young entertainment, go during Art Walk.
Yeah, and in the summer, we'll open Friday nights as well for the kids to play live.
Excellent. Excellent. So is there anything else you want to add as we wrap?
No, we love Laguna. We love KX93.5. I love Jason and Tyler. They're my friends. And consider myself a chaplain.
You are.
The chaplain. You are.
Is that official?
You're actually the Pope of KX93.
All right, there you go.
Hey.
And, wrong denomination.
No, we love our
It's okay. Yeah,
Chief Rabbi.
Details, Jason, details. No. And
we love Laguna. My wife and I love Laguna. We're here 6 years now, and it feels like this is the place we'll be for the rest of our days, and we fit well here. I think all the dots of our life has connected us for this kind of time and place, and it's just very
special. I know
how
you feel. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of Laguna people feel the same. We have that mutual feeling for sure. And for anybody that becomes a member of KX93.5 during the airing of this segment, a portion of your membership will go directly to Laguna Exchange. So become a member and help Laguna Exchange help other Lagunaites and our people that are less fortunate. And like I said, be love is your motto, which I think is fantastic. Yeah. So Don, thanks very much for being on my show, and I hope to see you again.
Thank you.
And everybody, if you have anybody else that you think I should be interviewing, please let me know via Facebook, Caroline's Cost Corner Facebook page. And until next time, this is Caroline. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner.